Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A group of cotton growers from northwest New South Wales are selling their water entitlements. More than 30,000 megalitres of irrigation water rights are up for grabs, with a commercial real estate firm managing the sale. Majority of the water is in the Barwon-Darling River system near Bourke. I caught up with CBRE Agribusiness Regional Director Danny Thomas.
The vendors here have been monitoring, you know, community sentiment and a lot of stuff that's been said about the river and, you know, whether or not there's causal effects from irrigators to the present level of degradation. And consequently, rather than, you know, sitting back and waiting for someone to come and talk to them about whether or not they'd ever be interested in selling their water, they're putting a flag up and suggesting that if people have interest and want to return water to the river, that the water's available for sale now. Equally, if anybody else wants to buy it for most any other purpose, it's available for sale to them too. So we're canvassing the market and being rather proactive.
So the sale is for the water entitlements of a couple of farms in northwest New South Wales. Is that right? What have they been growing on those properties? What has this water been used for?
A myriad of crops, but principally cotton.
And the entitlements themselves, how much are we talking?
Oh, in excess of 30,000 megalitres.
The sales of this magnitude, Danny, do you deal with the sales this big this often, or is this quite a rarity?
Oh, it's not common that you'd have a group of vendors with an aggregate quantum of water this size, and you know, there's certainly large water entitlement holders. There's people who have aggregated a lot of water by buying it over time, but no, it's not a common thing to have this volume of water available in one line for sale.
What sort of price would this volume of water fetch? Is there a reserve price, I guess, that the vendors are setting?
Oh, Eddie, you know, the guys, you know, the vendors here need to be incentivised. They intend to sell the water and take their land to an alternative use, some sort of dry land farming. So they'd be looking for a sum of money that's, you know, makes that journey worthwhile. They'll have something in their mind, no doubt. No doubt we've not, you know, been giving anybody any guidance. We're here and open and waiting for the market to tell us what the value is. We're going to discover that by running a process.
Have you had much interest as of yet?
Look, we only went public on Monday. We did some soft soundings just around election time. Water was obviously being highly politicised then. So we've come out from behind the veil and making it clear to everybody that we're genuine sellers and that the water's available.
And these water entitlements, would the water have to be used in that part of the Barwon-Darling River system there, or could it be used elsewhere within the greater Murray-Darling Basin?
Well, the Barwon-Darling's part of the Southern Connected System, but there's a whole lot of people much smarter than me that would be able to work out where the water could and couldn't be used, and that's a matter for them to determine.
Is there a time frame, I guess, you'll be looking to finalise the sale here, or is it just ongoing? And is it all going to be packaged together, or will you look to sell aspects of it?
Oh, we're really agnostic about how it gets sold. We'll explore the market for the next, you know, 6 or 8 weeks. If it doesn't go anywhere, everyone would have had their chance, and these guys will continue doing what they do. But you know, there's certainly an opportunity here for people to come forward if they've got a hankering to either return water to the river or do something else with the water.
That's CBRE Agribusiness Regional Director Danny Thomas there, speaking on the sale of 30,000 megalitres of irrigation water rights that are up for grabs in the Barwon-Darling River system. Let me know your thoughts. Are you interested in buying them? What sort of price do you think these rights will sell for? Send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon. We'll